It can be quite frustrating as a parent when you think you'll just show your child how to do something or teach them a new skill and they won't have any of it. And then we have to watch them fumble or fail when we could have given them great tips on how to do it right. Does this sound familiar? Well, on the next Family Matters, we'll help a father to understand the way that kids, but mostly boys, are wired for independence. Don't go away. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We heard from a dad recently whose son just refuses to let him help. He asks, "Why doesn't my son want me to teach him things? From the moment he was born, I've been looking forward to the time when I could teach him how to do all kinds of fun guy stuff. But now that he's old enough, he doesn't want me to teach him anything. When I try, he just says, 'Dad, I can do it myself.' This isn't how I envisioned fatherhood. Any advice?" Dad, I can do it myself. Whether you realize it or not, that's boyhood's universal cry. That's your son's declaration of independence, a confident assertion that he's ready to take on the world and figure things out on his own. Don't you remember saying the same thing when you were a kid? And it isn't just boys who act that way. This perspective is characteristic of the male at every age and stage of life. You've heard all those old jokes about men refusing to ask for driving directions, haven't you? The reason they're funny is that they're rooted and grounded in fact. Men don't like to be put in the position of becoming dependent upon other people, not for anything. They're fixers and problem solvers by nature, and they're eager to prove that they can deliver the goods and get the job done without any help. That's because the male is outward directed, not just sexually, physiologically, and anatomically, but in terms of his entire approach to life. Unlike the female, who is designed to receive, conserve, and protect what she has, he wants to move out and make his mark on the wider world. He's geared to explore, conquer, invent, initiate, create, and confront. He craves independence and likes the challenge of coming up with new ways of doing things. All to say that your son sounds like a normal, typical, healthy boy. Unlike a girl who enjoys the feeling of being dependent upon and protected by her father, he's in the process of trying to become his own man. That's why he resists your offers to teach him things. He's not looking for a lesson. He gets plenty of those in school, and he doesn't particularly like being corrected or told what to do. Maybe you should try another tack. When you see your son starting some new project, whether it's learning to place kick a rugby ball or rebuilding a vintage car engine or designing a skateboard ramp, don't jump in with, "Here, son, let me give you a few pointers on how it's done." Instead, sidle up next to him and show some interest in what he's doing. Rather than giving advice, ask questions. Get his perspective on what he's trying to accomplish. Ask him to explain how he plans to go about it. After conversing in this mode for a while, you'll be in a better position to make observations and suggestions of your own. The key is to work alongside him as a partner and ally, rather than handing down expert knowledge from above. While you're going through this process, remind yourself from time to time that it's good for a boy to learn from his own mistakes. If you see that he's on the wrong track, don't be too quick to come to the rescue. As far as possible, allow him the luxury of failing and gaining insight from his errors. Naturally, the suggestion doesn't apply in cases where mistakes might be dangerous. So, for example, it probably wouldn't be a good idea to let him try out your chainsaw without supervision. We do hope that you and your son will begin to have special times together where you come alongside him and let him learn as he goes. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.